Tout le monde, mesdames et messieurs, mon nom est Will Strauss, je suis le directeur de l'Institut d'études canadiennes de McGill depuis le mois de juin dernier. Et c'est un immense plaisir pour moi de vous souhaiter la bienvenue aujourd'hui au colloque de l'Institut d'études canadiennes de McGill pour 2012. This is my first conference as director of the Institute, and I'm very pleased that we're dealing with an issue that is so timely. People said you're so brilliant and planning your conference for the very same week that the federal government's crime bill was signed into law. That's just an accident, but we'll take the gift. Obviously, the issues are timely. They're also controversial, those of crime and the law of the justice that we want as Canadians. So I have some thanks and some introductions to do right now for a few minutes. So. Je vous demande de vous patienter un peu. J'aimerais remercier à ce moment les deux co-présidents du colloque qui ont joué un rôle essentiel dans la planification et la réalisation de cet événement. The two co-chairs of the conference are the Dean of the Faculty of Law at McGill, Daniel Joutras, who will be addressing you a little later, and the Honorable Marlene Jennings sitting there. I would also like to thank our conference partners, the Andrea and Charles Bronfman Philanthropies, the Dean of Arts Development Fund at McGill, the Consulate of the United States of America, the Faculté de Droit de McGill, the Media and Urban Life Research Project, the firm of Bennett Jones, the law firm of Shadley Batista, and I would like to thank the MISC Board of Trustees, many of whom are here, for their support through my first year as director of the Institute. Now, just a few little reminders. There is a coat check near the front door. As you come in the front door, if you continue straight ahead, you will find a coat check that you're encouraged to use. There are also washrooms there. We would ask you to put your cell phones on silent, but if you have a smartphone, we hope that you'll be busy tweeting away about the conference. There we have our hashtag. Some of you have already begun doing so. We're very grateful for that. Now I would like to introduce the three moderators of this afternoon's sessions. We thought we would do it tout d'un coup comme ça just because we thought we'd do it that way. The moderator of the next session is a woman I've just already introduced, Marlene Jennings, who is a former Member of Parliament for the riding of NDG Lachine, and as I mentioned, a co-chair of the conference. Marlene Jennings was the first black woman from Quebec to be elected to Parliament in the history of Confederation. Ms. Jennings worked in both the public and private sectors. She earned experience in the area of policing, first as a member of the Quebec Police Commission, and then as Deputy Commissioner for Police Ethics in the province of Quebec. She's been active in the areas of police ethics, race relations, and women's issues. She's been a recipient of the Jackie Robinson Award for Professionals, awarded by the Montreal Association of Black Business Persons and Professionals, and she is currently, among her many activities, a special visitor at the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. Caroline Van Vlaardingen is a CTV News, Montreal news reporter. During many years at CTV, she's won several awards. She's lent support to numerous causes. Some of the major stories she's reported on include the Polytechnique murders, the OCA crisis, the 1995 referendum, and 9/11. She also regularly anchors and is currently an investigative consumer reporter and host of On Your Side for CTV Montreal. And then the moderator of the final panel of the afternoon is Patty Schmidt, currently a curator, web editor, and producer for the MuTech Festival of Electronic Music and Digital Creativity in Montreal. She's been involved, as many of you will know, in Montreal's music communities for more than 20 years, in particular as researcher and fill-in host, and later host and executive producer of the CBC program Brave New Waves. In 2010, she completed a graduate degree in art history and communication studies at McGill. Now, right now, I would like to call upon one of the conference co-chairs, le doyen de la Faculté des Arts, Daniel Joutras, to say a few words and in a sense, officially kick off the first panel. Dean Jutras.
Thank you very much. Well, of course, I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Law, but you said arts, but I'm happy to take both, I think. So thank you very much for this opportunity to say a few words of welcome. I understand my role as serving as a buffer between the logistical information that Will just provided and the actual meat of the conference. So I think words of welcome like this are meant to give you a little bit of a warm-up so that you flex your intellectual muscles, but also have time to sit down and not really think about anything important. So feel free to tune off. I mean, the real thing will start in a few moments. La Faculté de droit est très fière de s'associer à l'Institut d'études canadiennes de McGill pour cette conférence annuelle. Will Straw a mentionné que j'agis à titre de co-président, mais je dois dire que c'est plutôt un titre honorifique qu'autre chose parce que le travail a vraiment été accompli de manière tout à fait magistrale par l'Institut lui-même. Je voudrais prendre ces quelques moments pour souligner à quel point la conférence de cette année permet de constater une fois de plus la pertinence et l'impact des travaux de l'Institut et les partenaires qu'elle a le don de rassembler. And more specifically, this year's conference underlines the fundamental role played by universities in contributing to the critical analysis of key contemporary issues of public policy. And it does so in two ways that I would like to highlight, or in two respects, I would like to highlight very briefly. D'abord, et Will Straw l'a mentionné, la conférence organisée cette année par l'Institut d'études canadiennes de McGill se démarque par l'urgence du thème qui est abordé, celui de l'avenir de la justice criminelle au Canada. Quand on sait que des conférences de ce type s'organisent des mois à l'avance, on ne peut qu'être frappé par le sens du timing et la pertinence des organisateurs de ce colloque. But the conference and its program are striking in another respect. The university is a unique forum, perhaps the only forum, where all rational voices can and indeed must be heard. The university is a unique forum, perhaps the only forum, where competing visions can and indeed must be expressed both passionately and dispassionately. Finally, the university is a unique forum, and again, perhaps the only forum, where the multiple dimensions of our human condition, the political, the social, the aesthetic, the symbolic, the ethical, can and indeed must be articulated together. En ce sens, les regards croisés qu'on portera au cours des deux prochains jours sur les forces policières, les institutions politiques, le système carcéral, l'activisme social et les représentations artistiques, publiques et médiatiques de la justice criminelle manifestent de manière éloquente la pensée éclectique et plurielle du directeur de l'Institut d'études canadiennes, le professeur Will Straw, chercheur de premier plan au département d'histoire de l'art et des études en communication, dont on reconnaît la touche, je crois, dans, encore une fois, ces regards croisés qui seront manifestés au cours des deux prochains jours. I salute Professor Straw's enlightened vision, express to him my gratitude for all the work that he and his team have put into this conference. I'm sure I'm expressing your gratitude as well. And I thank him for this eclectic, pluralistic, and thus truly Canadian opportunity for discussion and debate of criminal justice as a fundamental issue of public policy. I wish you fruitful and inspiring deliberations over the next few days. And I'll turn the floor over to the Honorable Marlene Jennings for this afternoon's panel. Thank you. Thank you.